On the street, Harry lit up a cigarette and stood for a moment on the pavement, drawing the smoke deep into his lungs. He should have walked away, but with Phyllis's disappearance, Harry couldn't help but feel he was supposed to run into this boy. As he suspected, a minute later the door of the pub swung open and George emerged onto the pavement. They stood for a moment, not saying anything, their eyes directed at the ground.
"I know you, don't I?"
George said.
"About a year ago in Camden, wasn't it?"
"Hello."
Harry offered him a cigarette. George studied the open packet, and it seemed to Harry that he was counting how many cigarettes were left, and then took one, placing it in the corner of his mouth. He allowed Harry to light it for him.
"Do you live round here?"
Harry asked.
"Nah, just seeing a few fellas for a drink."
George leant his back against the wall of the pub, mindful to appear relaxed. He expelled a trail of smoke out of his lips like a visible sigh, and Harry watched as it was absorbed into the smog.
"Can't figure this weather out," George said.
It is unpleasant."
"Yeah, well, then again, easier to get around without every bugger watching you."
"Where are you staying at the moment?"
"I moved in with a friend. He's got a room in Whitechapel. It'll do for now."
"What does your friend do?"
"Ah, listen that."
Harry nodded, as though he understood exactly what this and that involved.